Okay, we've got some special guests in the studio, which what we're going to do is we are going to bring them on in a mic. But I just want to tell you a bit of a story first of all. I started to tell this story last week, and it's about a young man. And this is where the 4P's idea came from. We used to broadcast, if you've only just sort of recently found Vectis Radio, because we've gone on an FM, we went FM November the 4th last year. So and before then we did sort of 6-7 years, and we started off at the Key Arts Centre, then we went to Newport Football Club and so on and so forth. We sort of resided at West Street in Newport for a period of time. We kind of had this idea of helping people build confidence and communication using the ingredients of radio, and we were contacted by St George's School. And the idea was that a certain gentleman was going to come down for 6 weeks, one day a week, or it turned out to be 2 hours a week, and he just wanted to be shown how to do radio. And we thought, well, in the meantime, we can build confidence and communication. This young man was called Judd Phillips, and we've not spoken about him much in the last couple of years, because, you know, we talk about the 4P's course. That wasn't actually the 4P's course, but that's where the idea came from. And Judd turned up with Marion Hartley, who comes down with the youngsters from St George's now. She's been there for around 10 years. And anyway, he came in, and the first thing we got him to do was come up with the idea of a top five. So he was doing his top five singles, top five pieces of music, and we said to him, what you got to do, you've got to write down your top five. Tell, you know, write down also what you got, what you like the songs. So he did this, and he came in, and we shoved him in front of a microphone, and we said, right, okay, the tape is running, let's go for it. And he said, I can't read my writing. So we said, no worries, we go out, we type it all out. So we went out, we typed it all out, he came back in, tape started rolling again, and then he said, it went quiet, and I said, what's up, Judd? And he said, I can't read. So we thought, crikey, okay, we'll take a break at this point. And as I said in the story last week, when I told half of it, we had to, you know, if we wanted to go to the loo at West Street, you had to go out of the building, walk down half the road, and it was like a 5-minute walk. So we did this, and I thought, well, this will give me a bit of time to have a little think. So we had a little bit of a think, and when we came back, what we did is we got him to sit by the microphone, and I would tell him what I wanted him to say, and he would say it. And then when it came down to editing, we take my voice out, leave his in, put the songs in, and voila, a top five was born. From that person that came in, Judd, the idea of the 4P's course was actually born. And I just want to play you a little clip of this, because the story goes on from there. And he actually got in touch over the weekend, did Judd. So this is Judd from around about 2000, and I think it's around about 2012. So here he is, it's Judd Phillips on his final day. Okay, just get a little bit closer to that microphone, all right? And you thought this is what radio is all about. Sometimes things happen and you have to adapt.
Yes.
Okay, so our special guest was going to be Dan the Man.
Yeah.
Dan the Man has had to go to the toilet.
Oh.
Okay, so he's not around. Mm-hmm. So you've now got to adapt, and we've got a stand-in person to be interviewed. And if you look across over there...
Oh, that.
Yeah, so remember eye contact on that microphone, all right? And Paula... Welcome to the show. You've sat there for the last 6 weeks and you haven't really had a speaking part. And here you are, you're on the show with Judd, and Judd is now going to ask you a few questions.
Far away, Judd.
When was your last holiday?
My last holiday was in July this year. I went to Turkey.
Oh, nice.
It was very nice. It was very hot.
Nice, nice. If you can afford it, eh, Judd?
Oh, it was a cheap one.
What has been your best job?
Well, I have to say my best job at the moment is working at St George's School with you and coming on work experience to Vectis Radio. That's been quite good.
He's not going to yawn again, is he?
No. Do you have any pets at home?
No, I don't have a pet, but my next-door neighbour's cat comes into my house quite a lot, and I think she thinks she lives there because my daughter feeds her and lets her in at night. She should be out in the cold. So I haven't really got a pet, but sort of.
Have you ever had a pet?
I've had a dog, I had a red setter dog, and it ran away and never came back once, so that wasn't very good.
Oh, put you off then?
Hmm.
It put you off? How many more questions you got, Judd?
Just one more.
Just one more. You might have to think about this one.
Yes.
Go on, Judd, what's your last question?
Have I got?
Have you got a boyfriend?
Yes!
No, I haven't got a boyfriend. I've got a husband called Barry. We've been married for, oh my goodness, 5 years.
That's not long, is it? Five years?
No, but we have been together for 20.
Been together for 20, been married for five. Yeah. How lovely. That's a lovely story,
nice,
isn't
that?
It? Yeah, so you've been together virtually since you were children then?
We have, yeah. 13, yeah.
Any children?
Two children, one boy and one girl. My boy's at college. No, my boy's at university in Kent, and my daughter's at college doing childcare, so...
Have you been nervous the last couple of minutes?
No, not at all.
He's a very good interviewer. He makes you feel at ease.
I'm not in
a
hot sweat at all.
Do you know what I like about that interview is that we got him to ask the killer question, and he always waited until the last moment to do it. But that was Judd Phillips. He was the first guy in from a particular school, St George's School, and the idea for the four P's came from that time that we spent with Judd. And what's really, really strange, there's two reasons why I wanted to play that and talk about Judd. Two reasons. One is at the weekend I was looking through some old paperwork and I found a letter handwritten by Judd telling me how much he'd enjoyed the sessions at Vectis Radio and so on. And then 5 hours later, really spookily, bearing in mind that was just a piece of paper that I found that in the office, I got a message from him. And it just read, this is at 5:40 on Sunday, from Judd Phillips, "Hello, are you all right, mate?" So he's been back in touch, and he's left school now, and he's just come back from a trip to America, and he says he's doing all right. He's happy and he's healthy, and life is okay. And the other reason why it's really spooky is because my guest today is Hannah Banana Barker, otherwise known as Hannah Banana Barker. We've also got Toby in as well.
Yep.
And we come to you in a moment, Toby. But you used to go to school with Judd.
Yes, I did.
At St George's.
Yes.
And that was, you are roughly the same age.
Yes, and I was in the same class as him.
Same class as Judd?
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. So, so how? Because he was a Chelsea fan. I think you're a Queen's Park Rangers fan, aren't you?
Well, I don't take sides.
You don't take sides anymore.
No.
Hey, look, I just wanted to obviously get you in because you are part of the Moving Up team. And part of the Moving Up, the theory is that you move up.
Yes.
And what we've done is we've taken you out of that group. Mm. You're still part of it very much, but we wanted you to be a part of the Lunchtime Social for the next few weeks at least. Mm. And then see where we go. But what we wanted to do was make sure that people knew who you were.
Yes.
Okay? And you've got... I don't like to use the word... It's a story that he is tinged with an awful lot of sadness, but at the end of it, there's a great big smile. And it's yours. And you are, and have been, so inspirational to so many people. I remember doing an interview with you around about a year ago when they were just about to vote in a new council. Mm-hmm. And you actually said on air, "I just hope someone listens to people like me."
Yes.
"Who's going to stand up for me?"
Yes.
And I said last week when we had a chat that maybe you should come in and do it for yourself and stand up for others too.
Yes.
So, and that's what you're going to do. Give people a voice. We've got a microphone and we've got, FM 106. We're around the UK on the internet. And this is your moment. This is your time.
So
I want you to go back and tell us the story because, how do you describe the story?
Well, I'd say it and it tells the story, really.
Okay.
Yeah. I was born in 1994 and I was... perfectly, let's say, normal up to when I was three, when I crawl out of the window and land on concrete. And, like, my mum actually found me outside and she was screaming her head off at my dad saying, get the car. And when I was in the car, you know, they keep on talking to me because they say the first thing you lose is your hearing. And yeah, and I was in a coma for about 6 weeks. Yeah, and I come out of it, and I never lost my sense of humour, and that is the first thing that they said about me.
Well, you never lost your sense of humour.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Yes. I didn't know about that. The first thing that goes is your hearing.
Well, so they say, no, but...
This happened because you some time ago,
in London.
In London. How long have you lived on the island?
About 18 years.
18 years?
Yeah.
Wow. I didn't know you... It's a story and a half, and what is lovely about this story is that you give such an inspiration from how you are now. You know, you talk, you're always happy. Mm. You've always got a smile and something cheeky and gobby to say, and it never gets you down, and we don't see that. You probably do have your dark days, but we don't very often see that. And I want to take you back to last year, and we ran a commercial, because all you want to do is work. Mm. All you want is a job.
Yeah.
And that's on my list of things to do. Is there's a couple of other people on it as well, but that's on my list of things to do. Yeah. is to get Hannah Banana Barker a job.
Yeah.
And I know that I spoke to somebody recently. His name's Adrian Brewer. He's part of the Rotary. He said something about some what are they called, voluntary work.
Yeah.
So I'm hoping that he's going to listen to this. Or he is listening to this, and he'll say, we will podcast it and I'll send it to him, because I'm hoping that he might be able to assist. He was going to meet with you last week or the week before.
Okay.
And then obviously he had to go and you were in the process of recording something.
Yeah.
So, but that's all you want to do. And that's, yes. I look at that and I think, how wonderful is that? This young lady has gone through all of that and all she wants to do is work, you know, to look after herself and work and earn some of her own money. How brilliant is that? And I say that is inspirational. But when we were going back to the point I was going to make, is when we were making that, when we were recording that, I don't know whether it was the first time you'd heard your voice back, and you had a tear in your eye, and so did I. And I thought, oh no, I've upset you, and that's the last thing I wanted to do. You heard your voice back and said, do I really sound like that? And I said, yeah, that's you. But then that voice that we hear, makes people smile, makes me smile, makes people laugh. Mm. And it kind of reminded me of a lady that we mentioned earlier on, who's incredibly funny. Mm. And you said normal, you used the term normal just now, and her book is called What the Hell Is Was Not, it's called What the Something Else Is Normal Anyway. Mm. And she's a really funny lady, and you're just as funny as she is, and just as talented and just as inspirational.
Thank you.
I mean it too. I'm not just saying it. I absolutely mean it. I think one of the things that we should point out is when we went FM last year, the first person I thought of pushing the button was you. And what a magnificent job you did. If you've not seen the video, Toby.
No, I haven't.
Honestly, it was one of the loveliest days ever, because there we were all in this this station waiting for this magical moment that we'd all worked our whatsits off. You know, the launch of the FM, and you were going to push the button. and the honour was all ours, not yours, it was all ours, that you came along and pushed the button, and there you were. There was a crowd of people out there, believe it or not, Toby, there was hundreds out there. It's probably about 25 because it's only a small building, but and you had them eating out of the palm of your hands. You were pacing up and down, you were doing exercises, and you were there, and everyone was laughing and joking, and that's you. That's because you got this wonderful, wonderful personality, and you never let anything get you down. But what does get you? Obviously, we don't see that, but things do get you down. What gets you down?
Like because I got sisters who work, that gets me down. Obviously, I love having my siblings, but sometimes I am the odd one out. And it's hard sometimes.
Is it because, you know, they're going to work, earning money and stuff, and that's what you want to do as well? And there's no reason why you can't do that.
No.
There really isn't any reason why you can't do that. So don't give up. And I'm sure you won't. And I'm hoping that Adrian Brewer geezer is gonna help out, because he's got a heart of gold as well, and he just wants to help people. And that's all you need. Now, I'm gonna say something now that might upset you. It annoyed me. It really annoyed me to the point where I'm going to read this out in a minute. There's a message put on Facebook. What I want to get a point across about what Vectis Radio is all about. I would, but look, I've got a white screen. And it's disappeared. There it is. I'm not going to mention who this lady is, but she put something on our Facebook page. And I've got to be honest with you, I'm not happy about it. I'm really not happy about it. It was... I'm just trying to find the words, because what I don't want to do is misquote. And I don't know whether it's been taken down now or not, but let me just have a little look. Here we go. This is, I don't want to mention the lady's name. You did well securing the established broadcaster, Tony Christian. But please don't put amateurs on with him. It doesn't sound good and is hardly good for his radio career. A few of us have been discussing this today and are inclined to watch... to want to switch off when this happens, but on his own he is his usual excellent self, of course. Okay, that was something that somebody put on and obviously missed the whole point of what Vectis Radio is all about. Vectis Radio is a community radio station. It's for the people and it's by the people, and it don't matter who those people are. You know, you could be massively talented or not. You could have day-to-day problems, speech, language difficulties, and so on and so forth. It doesn't matter. Everyone gets a fair crack at broadcasting. We've had so many people come in here, yourself included, that inspire people. We've had so many people that come in and do their own show. Now, we've been banging on about a bloke called Chip, who Robert Clark came in with, you know, severe speech and language problems. He's now doing his own show. He sat here, does his own show. With his dad, he sits where you are, so he has no say in what goes on equipment wise and running the show. How fantastic is that? That is what we're all about. That's what community radio is all about. And I would say to this lady, shame on you. Absolute shame on you, because you've missed the concept.
Everyone starts off of being amateur. I mean,
well, you're semi-pro now.
it's a transition into radio, and it helps people to build up their self-esteem.
Absolutely bang on. Yeah. It's all about the ingredients, using the ingredients of radio to build up your self-esteem, confidence and communication. That's what it's all about. That's the concept. And I say, the way that you've taken to that in the last year, your confidence has grown, hasn't it?
Well, it's still the same, but
But you seem so much happier and so much more at home that side of the desk now. No worries whatsoever.
No.
Whereas before you might have been a bit panicky, a bit edgy maybe, but you settled into it. Where would we be if we didn't give people a chance?
I know.
Well, in 1992, when I knocked on the door at a radio station just up the road from here, and Andy Shire came to the door and said, what do you want? And I said, I've been doing club work and so on all around the country, you know, sometimes internationally as well, but I want to get into radio. If he'd have said no, clear off, that would have been it. That would have been my chips. But he didn't. He opened the door, he said, come in, and he moulded me.
Yeah.
Now, he could have said, like a lot of people, no, clear off, where would we be if we didn't help others?
I know. I mean, some people are so nice and so friendly, but there are people out there who don't give people a chance.
That's exactly it. Why can't we just be kind to people rather than just being horrible all the time? Mm. I'm not saying that we should be nice all the time, because sometimes people got to stand on their own two feet. Mm. Toby, I just want to bring you in at this point, because Hannah has nicknamed you.
Yeah.
Okay, do you want to just reveal what the nickname is? Because everyone gets one. Normally it's me that's doing the naming, but this week we've allowed Hannah to do it.
Am I going to reveal it, or does Hannah want to reveal it?
I don't know.
I will give you that on there.
My nickname is Clark, the Clark Kent, because of my glasses. And apparently it makes me sound cool.
That's so funny.
Yeah.
I wanted to call you Curly Watts.
Yeah, I know you did.
Because you said it, because you didn't know who Curly Watts was, because you're too young. Having said that, you're an Only Fools and Horses fan.
Yeah.
A huge fan. And over the last year or so, you come out with quotes and things. Do you remember this? You've seen every single episode, haven't you?
Yes. Yes.
But you don't know who Curly Watts is. He's not in, obviously, Only Fools and Horses, but it's a similar era. So, but they don't repeat the Coronation Street like they do Only Fools and Horses.
No, don't waste why, because me and my sister used to go up watching Only Fools with our dad. So,
how many sisters you got?
I got. Well, that is a difficult question. I got two by my mum.
Right.
And one sister by my dad.
Right, okay. Your life is nowhere near as complicated as mine, because you asked me the same question last week. Have I got any sisters? And I thought, hang on a minute, have I got any sisters? Yeah, well, when I was 20, my dad was... my mum told me my dad wasn't my dad. So all of a sudden you think, well, okay. I've had four sisters, four brothers, and all of a sudden they're only half brothers, half sister now. And by the way, you've got another family as well. So another half brothers, a load of half brothers, load of half sisters, and so on. So it's very complicated. You think you got a complicated family?
And I got one whole brother.
One whole brother.
One half brother.
Right.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
So what do you want to do? What do you want to do? You're 20, and this is the other point we want to make here. Is, and this is where you come in, you're the voice of the people. Mm. Now, there was a reason why we mentioned Judd.
Yeah.
And the lady, the young lady that followed Judd from St. George's was a young lady called Alicia, who you work in the same environment out there. You're part of the Moving Up team. Now, Alicia is the one that does all the cooking. And she's an incredible lady, but she was saying last week that she actually leaves full-time education. Mm. Because the system that's in place helps people up to 25 with what's called as additional needs. I wish there was a better way of putting it. Mm. I really do.
Yeah.
But she's leaving full-time education. Yeah. I think she's leaving at the end of, before the summer or around summertime. And the question is, what happens then? What happens then? So you were 23 last year. 24 year this year, and next year you'll be leaving full-time education?
Don't remind me.
You're worried about it. You've got to face up to it, obviously.
No, I'm getting old. Like you.
Yeah, but I'm only 22.
No. Who can wink freckles say different.
I've met my match.
Yeah.
Do you know what? When my wife first heard you on the radio, she actually said that you've met your match, because I asked you a question. You were going back to the college to do some cooking. And I said, what are you cooking? And I can't remember what you said. I think it might have been a tuna bake or something. And I said, you're going to bring some down? And you said, no, get your wife to do it. I forgot where I was there. See, that's what happens when you were around. So 25... When you're 25, you'll leave full-time education.
Yes.
Are you concerned about that? Is there something in place that will help you and others alike?
No.
So what happens then?
We need to see what happens.
Okay.
And there's no breaking.
So you don't mind me bringing it up though? I don't want to stress you out or anything like that.
It's really a concern because I like to keep busy, not all the time, but I want to, work and do my bit, but I don't know, these people who needs to get the heads around it. We can do stuff. We just need a chance to prove ourselves.
Well, you're doing that.
Yeah.
You're doing that. And just to be as mad keen as you are to work, let's hope that things happen. But the whole point of having this conversation is that you are someone that is sat there with a microphone in front of them and people that are listening. And I'm pretty sure that, you know, this will have a knock-on effect. People will be talking about it. People will be... It's bringing it to the forefront. People are now having to discuss what happens to people when they're 25 and they fall off that system. Because what people won't see, and I'm just going to describe it. One of the lads that was in here earlier on, Toby, he was going on about... You can't go to a bus museum and do an outside broadcast. And I said, yes, you can. You can describe everything you see. Now, I'm going to describe something. On Tuesdays, we have a team of people that come in. There's two. What would you call them? Are they teachers? Sherry and Claire?
Helpers.
Right, okay. So Sherry and Claire come in, and there's probably about six of you lot, okay? Because it takes two of them to look after you lot, because you're like... You're like right trouble, all of you. but they come, and it's such a close-knit family. And that's the first thing that I see. It's almost like a really nice family. Now, okay, I'm just going to come over to Toby, because Toby's witnessed this. I don't want to put words in your mouth, but what do you see on a Tuesday? Because you're one of those kids that sits back, because you're in a different area, but you can see what's going on.
Yeah, well, whenever they come in, they're always smiling. That's quite good to see. Always cheers me up as well, because they're all quite close together and they always make conversation with each other.
Well, we are always friendly and we always ask how are you doing and good morning and we are not harmless, we are so friendly and so
that's what you get, and it's a lovely little family. It's a close-knit little family. Everyone's working for each other and so on. And the sad thing is that it's going to come to an end. And my worry is that when you get to 25, not just you, and this is, we're not just talking about Hannah here, we're talking about so many youngsters, that when they get to 25, what assistance, what help do they get? Because, you know, most of the people that we're talking about here want to work. And the chances are that they're not going to. And we need to put something in place that helps out. So what would you like to see in place?
Well, I would like to see a centre.
Well, you're in one of those. And it is the place. I tell you, it is the place. So maybe we ought to introduce you to one or two people around here. At the Riverside.
Yeah.
Because I know that there's numerous people that have had, and I don't like to use the term learning difficulties. I don't like to, you know, alienate or to, but that's the technical term is learning difficulties. There are one or two people that have got jobs, roles around here. And, you know, so there are people doing fantastic work. And I know they do wonderful work here at the Riverside Centre. They do. But our worry is that there's too many people that get to 25 and they'll fall off the system and they'll struggle. And I don't want to see that. So the worst case of the worst, if I'm just going to say to you, come in and do work experience for the rest of your life if you want. So you could be a part of Vectors Radio forever.
I would love to. My
dream is to get you a job, all right? That's my dream, to get you a job or get you a role somewhere. Do you want to... Should we take a call?
Yeah.
Okay, let's take a call. Hi, who's this?
Ian, it's only Laura.
Hello, Laura.
I just wanted to let you know that as we speak, there is currently a massive big conference down at Cowes Yacht Haven, all to do with the use of the Isle of Wight. How terribly sad that no one has bothered to ask any of these along to that event.
Incredible, isn't it?
And yet this is all about the people that will be employing people. Apparently, you know, all the schools are there, allegedly. And it was restricted to cabinet members only, nobody else of the council, although they said I could go down. But I'm just saying how sad this is when you are discussing, when they are the decision makers, and yet not any of these kids are down there.
That's really sad, isn't it?
Ooh, I'm a bit fuming now. If I need any more fuel to the fire.
Honestly, I just wish there was a bit more joined up thinking. I'm not going to slate anybody. I just think, because sometimes we need to make people aware.
Yeah.
And because I tell you, you know where I used to work. I used to go in, do my show, go home, didn't really care about what was going on around me.
Yeah.
And when you open your eyes and you talk to a few people and you listen to a few people, you're then made aware that, hang on a minute, there's a lot going on this island that we don't know about. There's a lot of people that really need our support.
Yep. Well, I'll tell you now, when I meet the certain people later on today, I will be notifying them of today's phone-in. And probably, if you're going to put it online, I might even ask them if they could take 5 minutes just then.
We'll podcast it.
I'll send it to anybody. You're podcasting it on the Vectors Radio website. All right.
We'll do that. Thanks for being there, Laura.
Okay, love. Sorry, I just wanted to get in that this is a huge event for the island. People from all over the country have come down for it. And actually, a lot of our island kids aren't even, you know, represented.
How dreadful. Right. Thanks for that.
Take care, love.
Thank you.
Bye.
Thank you.
See, there are people out there that are doing good stuff and they know what's going on in their area, which is lovely. That makes you feel better, doesn't it?
I feel kind of bad because I got invited to go there, but I knew I was doing the lunchtime debate, so I wanted to come here instead.
Okay. So you refused to go?
Yeah.
How could you?
You had an opportunity.
Yeah.
The problem is, and this is why I wanted you to come in. It's your voice. Mm. These are your words, and this affects you.
Yeah.
It doesn't affect me.
No.
I'm 53. Believe it or not, even with these little wrinkles around my eyes, I'm 53. You're supposed to say now, you don't look 53. You're more like 63. Wait for it.
We're 93.
She actually guessed 52 out there, so she was close.
Oh, well, I'm not 53 yet, so you were bang on, actually. Yeah. 53 in June if I make it. But the point is that this is your voice. This is going to affect you. And, you know, you've got a voice now. We're giving you one. Every Tuesday you can come in here and say what you like on that microphone within reason.
I've got a big fat gob and I'm not afraid to use it.
I've got a big fat gob and I'm not afraid to use it. That should be on a T-shirt somewhere, shouldn't it? Or at least a line in the top movie. Wonderful. We're going to take a break in a mo. But I knowing now that conference is going on, and it's a little bit sad that, you know, we didn't know about it, and, you know, okay, Toby knew about it and didn't go, but let's be honest, Toby, you're probably going to be, you don't have any everyday issues, you can't, because I just want to clarify, I know, I've seen you look at a computer. And you look at it the way my wife looks at the television sometimes, struggle to see. And so eyes, you know, struggle to see things. What do you see now? I know you see wrinkles, but what do you see now?
Um, hard to poker sometimes. I'm tired.
You're tired, are you?
No.
When you're tired. Yeah. All right. Okay. And you are a bit wobbly on your feet.
Yeah.
And last week I saw you doing that. What's that? The Cossack dance. You were doing the Russian dance last week. Do you remember?
Yeah.
Yeah. You were doing that. So you'll give it a go. You might be a bit wobbly on your feet. Your eyes aren't fantastic, but they're okay. You can see me.
They are beautiful, don't you think?
They are, yes.
You told her last week that she had to be quiet for 5 or 10 minutes. She didn't say a word.
I know.
It's really funny.
She paced up and down. Yeah. You could see the steam coming out of her ears, couldn't you?
I make people laugh.
Well, you certainly do that. Hey, look, I'm glad you're coming. We're going to take a quick break in a mo, and then we're going to come back. Because I know you said that you didn't want to talk about the past. You didn't want to talk about how you got here, the problems and so on. But I think people needed to know.
Okay.
And they needed to know. There's an awful lot of people like Hannah that just need a chance. And they just need to be, you know, give boosted, a confidence boost, if you like, and given a chance.
Yeah.
And you're their voice today and next week and the week after that. You're their voice.
Yeah.
And I think it's high time. It's going to bang the desk now, though. You're quite scary, aren't you?
Yeah. Don't laugh.
Oh, sorry, yeah. He was quite scary, wasn't he? We're going to take a quick break. We're going to come back and we're going to chat some more, okay? And I'm pretty sure Toby's got some questions for you too.
Vectors Radio. 104.6. The heart of the island's community.
Look out for Origins Theatre in 2018. We've got exciting plans to entertain you with our amazing new version of King Lear, our sell-out performance of the Dickens ghost story The Signalman, and the world premiere of our latest play, ID. It's live theatre like you've never experienced it before. We've earned a reputation for quality and originality, and we're proud to be based right here on the Isle of Wight. So make it your resolution to enjoy theatre the Origins way this year. Find us on Facebook and Twitter, and check us out at originstheatre.uk.
Livewire Electric Shop, for all your domestic appliance needs. Appliance sales, repairs, spare parts and TVs. There are 5 and 7 year warranties available on selected brands. Find us in Orchard Street, Newport, or call us on 01983 522 420. Livewire, your one-stop appliance shop.
This is Vectis Radio, the Isle of Wight's local community station. Vectis Radio was set up on the 23rd of January 2010. We are a community radio station which promotes local businesses, events, charities and more. The station pays for itself by offering affordable but competitive advertising rates to local companies. For more information, call our sales team on 01983 527 733.
Broadcasting to you from the Riverside Centre in Newport. This is your Vectis Radio, FM 104.6.
Do you know what? During the commercial break, you let slip what you actually would really like to do.
Did I?
Yes, you did, yeah. It was only about 30 seconds ago.
Yeah. Well, I would like to try it.
Okay, the listener's not aware of what we actually were talking about, so let's talk about it. You would like to give it a crack and be
a stand-up
comic.
Yeah.
Do you know what? This is really spooky because I tell you the story, and I know that I perhaps shouldn't say this, but I've got an audio book because I'm lazy when it comes down to reading. And
so am I.
It's an audiobook by Francesca Martinez, who we've mentioned before. Okay, and she's amazing. She really is amazing. And I did, because I had loads of every month you get a book, and there were other books that were available, and I had a listen. And I've seen her on stage, and I did. And forgive me for saying this, because I'd listened to about 4 minutes of it to see whether I wanted to buy it, and I thought, okay, could I listen for 11 hours? And I felt really bad at that point because I thought, what do you mean, could you listen? Because she sounds different. And I thought, you know what? No, let's buy it. So I bought it. I listened to it. It's the most amazing book I've ever listened to. I can highly recommend. Other books are available, but honestly, she was amazing in this book. And halfway through the story, because I don't know whether you know this, but she was in Grange Hill. And she did a bit of acting, and her dad was a scriptwriter. And the story is that he wrote a film for Francesca Martinez, and in the film she played a stand-up comic. Mm-hmm. And she enrolled herself at a college to do stand-up. Mm-hmm. And for weeks she never had the courage to go up and do what all the other people in the group were doing. They would go up and do 90 seconds of comedy, and they said, next week you've got to come along, and if you don't get up on the stage, it's pointless you coming again. I won't go into all the details, but she thought of this amazing script. Glenn Hoddle helped with his comments about people that had problems, and it was karma. And she went up and did this 90 second thing that went along the lines of, you know, people that had problems, people were born with issues and so on, that Glenn Hoddle was saying, that's why he lost his England job, by the way, and quite rightly so. But there he is on the blooming TV now talking about football. He should have been just fired and forgotten, as far as I'm concerned. But anyway, we digress. She went up and said, well, Glenn Hoddle, England manager, has said that people with issues and problems, it's karma, what they've done in a previous life. And she said, well, I must have been blimmin' awful in my previous life. And the place erupted, and then a career was born. So if you want to be a stand-up comic, I think you'd be perfect at it. You're forever making us laugh.
I don't think my sense of humour is everyone's cup of tea, though.
I think it'd be most people's. Which poem to anyway to do this?
Well, I haven't arranged anything yet, but
Have you got any material yet?
Well, I'm planning on doing it on Game of Thrones. Because everyone loves Game of Thrones, don't they?
They do.
Who doesn't?
they do, but you don't want to alienate everybody.
No.
Can I help you with this?
Yeah, you can.
Because I'll tell you what, I just think that's an art to stand on a stage with a microphone, just you and a microphone, and make people laugh. I just think that's an art.
Yes, and I don't think that everyone will listen to me. That it will scare me the most.
What, if everybody stopped and listened?
No, everyone don't listen and start laughing at me.
I'm sure they wouldn't. Not in that way, anyway. They'd laugh at you because you're funny, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Hey, look, we are running out of time. Toby, have you got any questions?
Yeah, I was going to say, do you find it a struggle in your daily life, or do you find it just like, oh, it's normal now?
Well, I do find every day a struggle. I'm not going to lie, but I'm just keep on going, you know?
Yeah, well, without a doubt, you're the smiliest person I've ever met.
Oh, never stop smiling. You.
We should change your nickname to Smiler, shouldn't we? Ready for another call?
Yeah.
Okay, hi, who's this?
Afternoon, Geezer.
Hello, Uncle Arthur, how are you?
Super.
Good.
Super duper. Look, your guest there, who's a bit worried about getting up on stage and doing a bit of stand-up.
Yeah.
Do they still do the open mic nights over at the Key Arts?
I think they do.
Because we used to go down there sometimes for the poetry reading. And maybe that there's a bit of a possibility there for something could be added on to one of them nights.
Yeah.
You know? I mean, I'd be quite happy to come down and be a audience participation and read a poem out for her, or him.
No, I reckon, well, no, you'd do that yourself, wouldn't you?
Yes.
You want to do stand-up comedy yourself.
But if you want to help, hugely appreciated.
Because it's quite, I mean, the downstairs bit, as you know, is quite, as you know very well, is quite small. Because you was there long enough. But, you know, it's quite intimate, quite small. And if somebody wanted to have a little go and a little bit of grounding, I think that's a great little location where you could do that.
Yeah, let's go for it.
Yeah.
Let's go. So I reckon you'd be able to do that, Hannah.
Yeah.
I like the sound of that.
Yes, but I need your help, though.
Yeah, but maybe we've got to make it a little bit bigger than Game of Thrones, because I'm pretty sure Uncle Arthur don't watch Game of Thrones, do you, Arthur?
The only throne I know about, mate, is the one that's behind the door that says WC.
There you go, write that one down.
You can actually use that joke, can't you?
Write that one down. You'll have that one, all right.
Yeah, she could do quite a bit. She could have island-based jokes about the roundabouts on the island. Nobody knows how to turn right on the island, do they? Yeah? We can give her some material.
Yeah, we'll work on it.
Yeah.
I would go along. I'd love to go along and watch her perform, so to speak. And I think a lot of people would get enjoyment out of that.
Yeah, I certainly would. We'll get up a team of people. You'll have a massive crowd there, I'm telling you.
Yes.
It will. Mm. We just got to come up with the right script, bit of delivery, job done.
There you go.
Sorted. Great idea, Arthur. We're going to do that.
I think so. And, I mean, you never know. People have to start somewhere. I mean, my wife's always saying about when she was when her kids were younger, she had a comedian come round her house. A magician come round her house. And he didn't do very well, and he wasn't that good. But he went on to become quite famous as Brian Connolly.
Oh, wow.
He came round as Magic Brian or something like that, and he wasn't very good, you know? So they all got to start somewhere.
I'm just trying to think of all the characters that he played, old Brian Connolly. He used to have his own Saturday night show, didn't he?
Yeah.
What's that thing? Chilblains. That's what you Chilblains. All right, Chilblains. That's what you used to say.
The other thing is, right, a lot of these famous people start off small. You've only got to look at Paul Daniels. It's another joke for her there.
No, that's gone over her head. She's only 23.
She should know who Small Daniels is.
Small Daniels?
Yeah.
No.
No? All right, okay. We'll write her some script, shall we?
Yeah, we'll do that.
All right.
We got credit for it, though.
Well, keep us in the loop. Let us know.
All right. Thanks for that, Arthur.
All right, you take care.
And you. Cheers.
Bye. Bye.
Cheers.
So there you go. We're gonna come up with a script, work with you, and then we'll crack that. We'll go over at the key, and we'll go down there and watch that. Sounds like a bit of fun, doesn't it?
Make sure you put it on the website. And
yeah, too right. Any more questions there, Tobes? Or Clark? Should we call you Clark?
Well, this is quite a funny one.
We'll be the judge of that, won't we, Hannah?
Yeah.
Well, you haven't really given a nickname to John yet.
Yeah, TC.
Oh, really?
TC?
Topcat.
Yeah. Topcat, all right. Yeah. No, we call him Uncle Albert. All right, there's a few other questions that I've got to ask you. When I saw you once, and you come in by yourself, and you insist on it. You insist on coming in by yourself, and I know that others, similar issues, similar problems, will always have help. Mm-hmm. And I think that is such a strength and such a lovely thing to be able to see, where you think, no, do you know what? I want to do this by myself, and you do, and you do. I saw you a couple of months ago, and people looked at you and thought, is she all right? And I said, yeah, of course she's all right. How do you know? Because she comes in here every blooming week. and that's why I know she's all right. And sometimes you're half an hour early.
Well, I like being punctual.
You like being punctual. What do you do when you're not away from here? When you're away from here?
College. Just college and...
Only Fools and Horses, films.
Films, going to my grandparents,
If you could pick a job, what job would you like to do? Apart from being a comedian.
Something with people.
Something with people, because you've got great people skills, haven't you?
Yes.
I know that you've done, you've got experience of working in retail. Mm-hmm. Just tell us about that.
I have been working Sainsbury's, Morrison's, friend says, and the celebrity stop.
Right.
That
was voluntary work, was it?
Yeah.
You were supposed to go somewhere last week and do some voluntary work, but yeah, obviously it got snowed off. What was that?
Jigsaw. Yeah.
What's Jigsaw then?
A new charity shop in Newport.
A new charity shop. That's where you're going to work. In whereabouts is it? I'm going to come in. Are you going in there again?
Yeah.
What days are you going in? Thursdays.
Oh my God.
Are you going in on Thursday? Yeah. Is that your day?
Yeah.
All right. So where is Jigsaw?
At the Hope Foundation.
Hang on, that's the big shop, isn't it? Yeah.
Down there.
Down there somewhere?
Yeah.
All right, and it's called Jigsaw. It's opposite the council, is it, or on the same side?
I don't know. But
you don't know?
No.
Right, Thursday. What time do you start?
11.
All right, I'm going to come in. I'm on air, but what time do you finish?
I don't know.
You're not going to tell me that, are you? I'm going to come down and see you. Jigsaw, good luck with that.
Okay, thanks.
So that's work experience, yeah? Okay, any more questions, Tobes?
No, I don't think I have.
No?
No.
All right, we're out of questions.
Yeah.
And that last one, you said this is a funny one, wasn't it?
No.
Okay. Not as funny as Hannah.
No.
I keep trying.
Do you know what, that's what I like about you? You've always got a smile, you've always got a quip, you're always making people laugh. And I really, really hope that in the next little while, something happens and that job appears. And all those worries that you've got about when you leave education, the age of 25, you've got what, a year and a bit?
Yeah.
It is a year and a bit, and it's scary, isn't it?
Yeah, it's daunting.
But like I've said to you, you can still keep coming down here. The door will always be open for you, all right? Yeah. But I'm really hoping that people will come up trumps. There's an awful lot of people around this island,
yes,
that are struggling, that have, one or two problems, but they're just as good as anybody else, and they can do the job, and they smile more. I guarantee they smile more.
Yes.
So it's just about giving people a chance. And that's it in a nutshell. It's just about giving people a chance. You know, don't look at the wrapping, although, that suggests that you're like ugly, and you're not.
Oh, you know, but
we judge people, don't we? We judge people too quickly.
You know, because you're wrinkly, Lily.
I am wrinkly, and this is what happens. See, she gives as good as she gets, yeah. Yeah. And you got to look. Sometimes we've got to look beyond, and sometimes we have definitely got to do more for people. We really have. So I'm hoping that that someone opens a door, and Hannah Banana Barker walks through it and says, "Tonight, Matthew, I'm going to be a stand-up comic and make people laugh." And failing that, maybe a job in retail. And I'd go to that shop.
No, seriously. You wouldn't.
I would. So you're going to come back next week?
Yes.
And what should we talk about next week?
You will have to see.
Surprise.
This is what I like about you. You're right bossy underneath it, aren't you?
Yeah.
You'll have to wait and see.
Yeah.
It's a bit like, I used to ask my mum, what's for tea? You'll have to wait and see. All right. Okay, look, we've got to wrap it up because obviously Maggie and Kelvin are waiting to come in. They've got Inspector Terry Clawson in talking hate crime. Thank you, Toby.
Thank you.
And thank you, Hannah.
Thank you.
See you next week.